It's gotten quite popular in the last few years to select dirty names for startup businesses. There's Dirty Dick's Crab House, Fat Bastard Burrito, but none tops the new burger joint in Chattanooga. Its name is Sofa King Juicy Burger. If you say the name real fast, it only takes a couple times to figure out the intent of the owner. Despite, that is, the fact that he says there's a large sofa in the joint. Obviously, the name is controversial. And, of course, that's really the intent. Every newspaper and TV station in Chattanooga has made a big story out of it. It's only months old, and there are almost 30,000 results listed on Google. None of this would have happened with an ordinary name. Personally, I find it silly. But I'm not a heavy hamburger user. And in today's world, his tasteless name has given him a jump start that nothing else would. There are, of course, problems. The burgers had better really be juicy, because people are sampling the restaurant out of curiosity almost immediately. The name alone won't bring them back a second time. And I have been reminded recently that a bad or tasteless advertising campaign can be forgotten over time. But your name is your name, and what a 14-year-old thinks is cute today is fleeting.
John Malmo is an independent marketing consultant. Ask Mr. Malmo your own marketing question. Go to askmalmo.com.